There's a big old maple tree in my backyard, and it's been there for as long as I can remember. I love that tree. When I was just a baby, my dad hung an infant swing in one of its branches, and I spent many happy hours being pushed in that swing. As I got a little older, the swing was changed to one that I could get into and use by myself. I can remember times when I would go out there and swing and try to reach the sky. Then, swinging wasn't quite daring enough, and being a boy, I began climbing the tree. Now, it is a big tree, and the first branch is pretty high, so getting up there was a challenge that I gladly accepted. I could see for miles up in that tree. Resting in its branches, I would dream about my future and what I wanted to be when I grew up. My dad knew it was safe for me to hang from the branches when he put up that swing, and I knew that the tree would hold me when I started climbing it. I never had any doubts, for the branches were strong, the tree was healthy, and the roots ran deep. America reminds me of that tree. America's history is its roots. Roots that go deep into the ground of time and anchor her there. The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the deep taproots that deliver the nutrients to the tree so that it can grow. The Articles and Amendments, the shoots off of the main roots that give additional strength and stability. The trunk of the tree represents all of the men and women who have sacrificed to help her grow. In the beginning, while just a sapling, those were the patriots. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Nathan Hale, Patrick Henry, and the list could go on. Later, as the tree grew bigger, it was the men who fought for her freedom in the many conflicts America has been a part of. And today, it is the men and women valiantly fighting to keep America free. The nutrients that the roots bring up from the soil travel through that trunk and the branches to reach the leaves so they can flourish. The branches are my parents and those generations that are alive today, holding and encouraging the growth and the development of the leaves. What am I in this great tree called America? I am one of the many leaves, taking its nutrients from the tree itself, growing and learning, and becoming a person ready to take my place as another branch on that tree. When the winds of change blow, I am anchored strong to that tree. When times are difficult, America still stands strong, grounded by the principles of equality, justice, and humanity that were her roots. When those basic principles remain uncompromised, America can stand firm. When we remember those men and women of the past who have given everything to support America and maintain her freedom, we can be encouraged that through all the struggles and hardships, faithful Americans will make the sacrifice necessary to keep America strong. These men and women inspire my generation to take our place when it is our turn to defend and lead this country. America's hope for the future lies in remembering her past, our rich history that defines us and shapes us as a people, a hope that knows the deep roots that ground us will keep us upright, a hope that knows that we are supported by a strong base of men and women ready to protect America, a hope that knows that we do not need to fear the winds of opposition that will blow with the intent to harm, for we are anchored and strong and held sturdy. A hope that knows that we have the stability to reach for the sky, to dream and to pursue our dreams, because we are safely grounded by our past. America's history is the basis for the hope that we have. When we look to the past, we have the tools necessary to guide us so that when it is my generation's time to rise up and lead, we will do so with the same ideals of those who have gone before us. This gives us great hope that America's future can be just as great as her past.